Why a tight house needs mechanical ventilation. The physics of why an airtight modern house can no longer rely on accidental leakage for fresh air. How the blower door number tells you whether infiltration is enough. And why mechanical ventilation becomes a health and safety requirement, not an upgrade. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A leaky old house ventilated itself by accident. Wind and the stack effect pushed outdoor air in through gaps around windows, sill plates, can lights, and the rim joist, and pushed stale air back out somewhere else. Nobody designed it. The house just leaked, and that leakage happened to dilute the junk building up inside. Modern construction kills that leakage on purpose. House wrap, seal sheathing, foam at every penetration, tight windows. That's good for the energy bill, but it means the building no longer breathes on its own. Mechanical ventilation is the deliberate fan-driven exchange of indoor air for outdoor air that replaces the accidental leakage we engineered out. In a tight house, it isn't a comfort add-on. It's the only thing keeping the indoor air from turning into a sealed box of CO2, moisture, and off-gassing. The trade slogan is build tight, ventilate right. The two halves go together. You can't do the first without the second and call it a healthy house. How it works. Air infiltration in a loose house is driven by pressure differences, wind on the walls, and the stack effect, warm air rising and leaking out high, drawing cold air in low. Those forces only move air if there are holes for it to move through. Seal the holes and you've cut off the supply. The problem is that the contaminants don't stop. People exhale CO2 and water vapor around the clock. Cooking, showering, and even houseplants add moisture. Furniture, flooring, paint, and cabinetry off-gas VOCs and formaldehyde for months or years. Combustion appliances, attached garages, and the soil under the slab can add CO, fuel vapors, and radon. In a leaky house, these get diluted faster than they accumulate. In a tight house with no mechanical ventilation, they pile up until the air is genuinely unhealthy, and the occupants usually just feel stuffy without knowing why. Mechanical ventilation puts the air exchange back under control. A fan moves a known, steady amount of outdoor air in and stale air out, size to the house and the number of people in it, instead of leaving it to the weather. In the field, when you're evaluating whether a house needs mechanical ventilation, get the tightness number. A blower door test reports ACH 50, air changes per hour at 50 pascals of pressure. That's a standardized leakage measurement, not the natural ventilation rate, but it tells you how tight the envelope is. A new code-built or high-performance house can be very tight. An old farmhouse can be 10 times leakier. Decide whether infiltration alone can carry it. As a rough field rule, natural infiltration under normal weather is on the order of ACH 50 divided by 20, the LBL divided by 20 idea. Climate dependent, but a useful gut check. A tight house's natural rate often lands well below the fresh air target, which means you need a fan to make up the difference. Look for the symptoms of underventilation. Window condensation in winter, persistent musty smell, lingering cooking odors, headaches or stuffiness that clears when a door is opened, mold at closet corners. These are the house telling you it can't breathe. Check for combustion and pollutant sources that make ventilation more urgent. Atmospheric naturally drafted gas appliances, an attached garage, a basement with radon potential, a brand new house full of off-gassing materials. If it needs ventilation, size and pick a strategy covered in the sizing and balanced VS exhaust articles. Don't just slap in a bath fan and call it whole house ventilation without doing the math. Normal values and targets. Whole house fresh air target residential standard concept. Roughly 0.03 CFM per square foot of conditioned floor area, plus about 7.5 CFM per occupant, with occupant count commonly estimated as bedrooms plus one. That's the continuous outdoor air rate a tight house aims for. Natural air change target. General IAQ guidance lands around 0.30 ACH of genuine outdoor air for a whole house. This is the actual exchange rate, not H50, which is measured at an artificial 50 PA. Tightness benchmarks. A deliberately tight new build can come in under 3 ACH 50. Passive house territory is around 0.6 ACH 50. A typical older house might be 7 to 15 plus ACH 50. The lower the ACH 50, the more certain it is that you need a mechanical ventilation. CO2, as a proxy. Indoor CO2 holding under about 1000 to 1100 ppm during occupancy generally indicates adequate fresh air. Readings creeping toward 1500 to 2000 plus ppm in bedrooms overnight are a classic underventilation flag. Relative humidity. A tight house with no ventilation often runs high RH in winter window sweat, mold because occupant moisture has nowhere to go. Common faults and what they mean. Winter window condensation in a newer house. Moisture from occupants isn't being exhausted. Tight envelope. No or undersized ventilation. The water on the glass is the symptom. The cure is air exchange, not just wiping it. Stuffy, headachy, needs a window cracked feeling. CO2 and VOCs accumulating. Underventilated. Mold in closets and exterior corners. High indoor humidity from no ventilation, condensing on the coolest surfaces. Backdrafting, or CO spillage at a furnace/water heater. Sometimes the result of adding the wrong ventilation, strong exhaust only to a tight house with atmospheric appliances. The fix is balanced ventilation, not removing ventilation. Occupants report the house smells like whatever we cooked for days. No whole house air exchange to flush it. Tech tips and gotchas. You can't eyeball tightness. Measure it. A blower door is the honest answer to does this house need mechanical ventilation. Guessing from the age of the house is how you under or overbuild it. Sealing a house without adding ventilation creates the problem. If a homeowner air seals and insulates a leaky house for energy savings, they may have just turned a healthy by accident house into a stuffy sealed box. Pair envelope work with a ventilation plan. Bath fans alone aren't whole house ventilation. A bath fan handles local moisture at the source. Whole house ventilation is a continuous, sized, controlled rate. A different job. Some systems use a smart continuous bath fan as the whole house exhaust, but only when it's sized and controlled for that. Tighter house equals higher stakes on combustion safety. The same envelope that needs ventilation also makes it easy to depressurize the house and backdraft an atmospheric appliance. Keep that in mind before you pick exhaust only. Fresh air ventilation is not the same as recirculating air. Running the furnace blower moves house air in a circle and filters it, but it brings in zero outdoor air on its own. Dilution of CO2/VOCs requires actual outdoor air exchange. Safety/code notes. Residential whole house mechanical ventilation rates and the method for sizing them follow ASHRAE 62.2, which the IRC and the mechanical code reference. Newer code additions effectively require whole house mechanical ventilation in tight new construction, sized to the standards method. Don't freelance the number. Combustion safety. Do not depressurize a space served by atmospheric combustion appliances. This ties to combustion air and venting provisions in the fuel gas code/the mechanical code. Worst case depressurization testing is the verification step. Local exhaust bath/kitchen must terminate outdoors per the mechanical code provisions, never into an attic, soffit, or crawlspace.